morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 24th, 2025. We have time today for one last snippet from the rally last Saturday in Bangor, part of the National Day of Action.
Our next speaker is now the state rep for District 24, Bangor and Orono, and has been around fighting these battles for a long time, Sean Fairclough.
Thank you for our last speaker mentioning of the people, by the people, and for the people. Abe Lincoln. Only we have one challenge, because we got a challenge that's not been as big since the time of Abe Lincoln. Because what we're facing is we don't have Abe Lincoln, because now the Confederates are controlling the presidency, the Congress, and most of the Supreme Court, but we are going to fight back. We are going to take our country back. But we need to face the reality of what this president is doing and has done. On January 20th, his first day in office, he pardoned the January 6th insurrectionists who attacked law enforcement officers who were protecting the Congress of the United States, the citadel of democracy, because Trump was authorizing violence against democracy, and we must stand up against him. We must stand up. He fired the civil service generals who protect the Constitution so he could put in people who are loyalists to him. Shame! And we must remember that it will be our job, therefore, to protect the Constitution of the United States of America. Because on March 15th, on the Ides of March, men with guns pulled over Kilmer, Abrego, Garcia, and did not give him a reason without any charge, without any due process. They took him away to another country. And Kilmer, Abrego, Garcia, as it turns out, has not committed any crime whatsoever, and his due process was violated. In fact, 237 others were abducted and sent to El Salvador, and most of them have not committed any crime. And you know what? Even if there is evidence of a crime, we have something called the Constitution of the United States of America, and they're all deserving of due process under the law. And we will fight. We are the fighters to protect the Constitution. We are the patriots protecting the Constitution of the United States of America. But I want to commend a Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who said, and I quote her, "We are all afraid because the retaliation is real. And she is not making it up. According to the Capitol Police, they measured the number of threats against members of Congress in early 2024 comparing to early 2025, and the threats of violence against members of Congress have doubled during the time of Donald Trump. This is a dangerous time, and we are the ones who need to stand up, because I tell you, we must win in 2028, we must win in 2026, but we can only win if we work in 2025, right now. We must organize right now."
And we'll have to end that there. That was Sean Faircloth speaking in Bangor at the Federal Building last Saturday, April 19th, as part of the National Day of Action protests that were going on around the country. It was edited for length to fit this time slot. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.